So let's begin and just find that posture, that position of awakeness, comfort, attention. I always love Jack Kornfield's word, dignity, a relaxed, gracious dignity. As you come into silence, invite a sense of peace into your body and your soul. Gently scan your body and notice any spot of tension or tightness, and just allow yourself to breathe into it and let it go. As you are ready, bring someone close and small into your chest in your imagination. This might be your child when they were newborn, or a toddler, or very young. It might be a grandchild. It might be your cat or your dog. It could even be the memory of a beloved toy when you were a child, the teddy bear. But just allow yourself to imagine this small, tender being, and imagine yourself holding it warmly, tenderly, with deep care for the essence of that beautiful being in your care. Feel the warmth of your feeling. Feel the warmth of that being. It may help to put your hands on your chest as if you were quite literally cradling someone. Allow the sense of this tender spirit, this beloved spirit, to become very alive to you. And allow your care, your concern, and your love to become very alive as well. If it feels natural to you, you may imagine yourself nuzzling the top of this creature's head, breathing in its particular individual sweet smell. Allow your heart to open fully. As you are ready, whisper your prayers for this child or this being. May you be well. May you be safe. May you know you are loved. May you be loving. Find those phrases that feel most true, most authentic to you, to your voice, to your concern. Become aware of how the warmth of your love warms this tender being, of how their warmth warms you. Allow that sense of warmth to fill your whole body. And gently repeat those phrases of loving kindness, of care. As you continue to care for this small being in your grasp, in your tender hug, imagine someone else you love coming into this scene, seeing you there in this moment of great tenderness, feeling this tenderness for you. And as you look up to them, give voice to your tenderness to them. This might be a spouse or a child or a parent or a friend. Voice those phrases of loving kindness that feel close to you. May you be safe. May you know you are loved. May you be well. As you repeat these phrases, you might imagine the warmth in your body radiating outward in a way that can be felt by anyone in your presence. Look into the eyes of your friend or your beloved one and know that they hear what you're wishing for them. When you're ready, begin to imagine yourself moving out of this intimate space. You might carry your small ward with you, or you might gently pass it off to the other beloved in the room with you. But imagine yourself going outside, maybe to the grocery store or the bank or just for a drive. And as you encounter someone, maybe someone you see walking down the street or someone standing in front of you at the grocery store, imagine yourself practicing street loving kindness. Just wish that stranger or that person who's familiar but you don't really know, extend to them these same wishes, these same prayers for their well-being, for their good and beloved hearts. move from one person to another. And if this is true to your experience in this imagination, notice how this deeply felt expression of care for someone you don't even know, notice how it seems to warm the world or how it warms you. Now imagine yourself just sitting somewhere, waiting. Maybe you're on hold on the phone, or you're at the doctor's office, or standing in line. You have a couple of minutes. Maybe instinctively you think to fill this by looking at your phone. Just for a moment, notice that urge and invite yourself instead to just bring these phrases to mind. You can say them to yourself, you can say them to someone close to you, to someone you see across the room. But just for the couple moments, you can pick up your phone in a minute, just for a minute or two, just sit with that sense of peace and well-wishing. Invite yourself again, if this feels natural to you, but invite yourself to remember this through the rest of the day, to find some moment to consciously bring these phrases to mind and extend them. Extend them inward, extend them outward, whatever feels right in the moment. I'd like to close with two short poems of Stephen Dunn, Happiness and Kindness. Happiness. A state you must dare not enter with hopes of staying, quicksand in the marshes, and all the roads leading to a castle that doesn't exist. But there it is, as promised, with its perfect bridge above the crocodiles and its doors forever open. Kindness. In Manhattan, I learned public kindness was a triumph over the push of money, the constrictions of fear. If it occurred, it came from some deep primal memory, almost entirely lost. Here, let me help you, then you me, otherwise we'll die. Which is why I love the weather in Minnesota. Every winter kindness linked to obvious self-interest. Thus so many kindnesses when you need them. Praise blizzards, praise the cold.